About 1 week ago, I was seeing viral video after viral video online of Rebecca Strong's performance on Canada's Got Talent, just captivating Canada, and now I've got her on the line. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
So nice to have you here. I want to get right into it here. Your performance was obviously incredible on Canada's Got Talent. Can you tell us a little bit what was going through your mind, like the moment before you stepped on stage?
Yes, well, thank you. I was very nervous. It was the biggest crowd that I've performed in front of. And I think I was also nervous that my family was in the crowd, but I was also comforted by the fact that they were in the crowd. And I mean, I've been watching Got Talent my entire life, so just knowing that I was about to be on it was like insane.
You're about to have your moment, hey? What made you choose Stone Cold by Demi Lovato?
It was my favorite song to sing at the time, and Demi writes very emotional, deep songs, and that is what I live for. I love singing those kind of songs, and I thought that it was the best song that I could go on with.
Well, it was obviously a good choice, and you mentioned a moment ago the support from your family and having them there. How fantastic was it to be able to share that moment with your parents on stage and stuff afterwards? Because I imagine your family's probably influenced and supported your musical journey quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't be here without them. Honestly, the support that they've given me has given me a lot of confidence, and just if I mess up on stage, I know that my family has my back, and it was a very special moment and something that I will never forget. And it was filmed, so that's even better.
Memories to last forever, right?
Exactly.
So winning that, the Golden Buzzer, obviously we have a long way to go still. We have a lot more memories to be made and a lot more experiences, but that Golden Buzzer in and of itself comes with not only the recognition of your talent, but also a pretty decent prize money that can make a significant difference. You had mentioned, I believe, wanting to help your dad retire. Can you share a little bit about how that kind of this moment alone is, how it impacts you and your family as well from that side of things?
Yeah, well, I think that just succeeding in my music career makes my parents very proud. I've talked about healing through music and how my parents didn't have opportunities like this when they were younger. So I know that seeing their own child follow their dreams is very healing, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I know you can't spoil too much, obviously. We need to keep things for the viewers. But looking ahead now, what can people expect from the live shows? Are there any themes or messages you're particularly excited to explore throughout the performances?
Honestly, I can't say much.
You got to keep it kind of tight-lipped.
My message is just inspiring youth, and especially Indigenous youth, to follow their dreams. So
That was actually going to be my last question, too. I was going to say, for people out there, especially Indigenous youth across Canada and around the world, who might be, you know, hesitant to chase their dreams, do you have any advice, words of encouragement that you would offer them based upon your own experiences?
Well, I've grown up very shy. I mean, I was very insecure as a child. So now that I think about it, we only have one life and one chance to make our dreams come true. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks other than yourself. So just follow your dreams.
That's worth taking the risk, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
Rebecca, I appreciate you spending some time with me here this morning and chatting to the people of Saskatoon. To say we wish you good luck in the future here on the show is an understatement. Best of luck. We'll all be cheering for you right here from town.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that, Pat.